I would like to say a very happy new year to all of you. It has probably been close to, I think, 6 weeks since we've had our last meeting. I scheduled this meeting later in this month because the beginning of the year is kind of hectic usually for everybody, and I thought do it a little bit later in the month and we should be able to all attend. So I appreciate you all attending. I spoke with Father about an hour ago, and he has a very long message that he would like to share with you. He is going to talk about our chief apostle made a comment in the Our Family. For us who are new apostolic, once a month the church publishes a magazine which has articles in it from the chief apostle, who's the head of our church, and other experiences of faith and different things that have to do with our doctrine. But he made a comment in there, and Father wanted to express this to everyone. So when he talks about that, I'm just giving you a heads up as to what that's about. So Father told me and Jesus and HS to give you all their love, as they always do, but I give you my peace. Father said, a very blessed Happy New Year to all. My heart is excited about all the new things you will all experience in this coming year. I have prepared all of you for any situation that may arise. Never have a doubt, but always trust your training. Trust that which my son Supplanter has taught you and all that which I have been teaching you through your own personal tests and trials. You are no longer the people you were before. I have transformed all of you into healers. The chief apostle in this month's Our Family said, let us be untiring in our efforts to battle harmful influences that seek to harm the church, alleged miracle healings, questioning the apostle's ministry, or the substitution of faith through sheer ethics without believing in God. What does all this mean? The church is now on high alert because many ideas have been crashing in on the churches in other countries. Many are leaving the faith because they feel this doctrine is too old-fashioned and it doesn't serve what mankind's real needs are. Personally, I feel that this statement would be as if someone said, my son's sacrifice is no longer valid. Satan is now whispering in the ears of our leaders to be wary of miracle healers. This is his newest tactic against all of you. He is very threatened by how all of you have progressed in such a short time. Today you will all share your gifts with each other. This angers him. Never once have any of you thought that the gifts I have given you were for yourself.
Hey, sorry, I'm late.
That's okay. You always use them to help others. You are not miracle healers per se in what the world would view you as. Have any of you told someone that you could heal them of their illnesses? No, you have never said that. What you have said is that if they have faith in me, I may heal them. Please do not be discouraged by this message from the chief apostle. Many things are going to change in the church within even this year again. It is causing a panic in some of the hearts. You have been told that I will be shaking the tree. This is the second time I am causing a shaking to happen within the church. Those that are strong will stay, and the weak will fall away. This breaks my heart. It is by all of your examples of faith and life that you have touched so many lives. You all live in your faith in all that you do, and others have seen this. I am not just talking about the new apostolic healers on this team. I am addressing all of you. At this time, it matters not to me that you are not all of this faith. I need you in the faith you are in right now, so please stop feeling uncomfortable. I love all of you very much. I am so very proud of all of you. I have watched all of you grow into the wonderful beings that all of you have become. And it has certainly not been an easy growing path for you. And even when I have tested all of you to the limits of your faith in me, you have stayed strong and faithful. You are wise, strong testifiers because of the many situations you have fought through. Please be patient with those around you. Many of your friends and family will turn on you in the coming days. They will do this out of fear and ignorance, but I will move their hearts and open their eyes in time. Try to shrug it off and not take things so personal anymore. Hard days are coming, and I have been preparing all of you for them. You are not ignorant anymore. I have shared much with you, and I will continue to share what I feel you need to know and I will always protect you. Always remember that words are just words, and we choose to let them strike our hearts, or we choose to deflect them, knowing that the words that are aimed at us are not coming from our family or our friends' hearts, but straight from Satan's tongue. You are stronger than you think. Trust your hearts, trust your gut feelings, and as you have always done, trust in your faith, for it will carry you through all of this until the day you will all stand in my presence. I love you, and I am with you always. Does anybody have any questions? Don't all speak up at one time. Okay. I wanted to brush over quickly a basic thing with a healing. Maybe there's been some confusion as far as when we're cleaning out a person's aura. When we try to repair the aura can't really be repaired until we actually clean out the chakras, because that's where the energy comes from. So I would tell you that on the onset, after you ground the person's aura, then all you need to do is pog it. And at that time, you're going to kill and remove any demons or any spirits that are kind of wandering in there, and then move on to the regular part of the healing. And once you clean out the chakras, then the aura will repair itself at that time. Okay, I just don't want there to be any confusion. I would also tell you that if you have a difficult time actually standing and walking around the person, I think I've addressed this before, but I want to say it again, then sit down. Tritus gave me a healing a couple weeks ago. He sat across from me. Father stood behind him, and the healing was just as effective as if he was waving his arms and dancing around me. So please do not hurt yourself to give a healing to somebody else, okay? So there's no wrong way to present a healing. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Okay. I asked all of you last month to come up with what your gifts are. I'm going to ask all of you to think about now one specific gift. I know that all of us have many gifts. I also am aware of the fact that all of us kind of share within the same gifts. What I would like you to do is I would like you to think now, and you've got a few minutes to do it before I put you on the stand. Think about one gift that stands out the most for you that you feel helps somebody else. Okay? That's what I'm looking for. I'm going to also now give you the foundation of this discussion, and I'm going to tell you why I asked this of you. I would like in this coming year for us to have a little more interaction with each other during the meetings. And I don't want you to think that there hasn't been, but most of the meeting is usually directed by me. I'm giving instruction, and then I'm asking anybody on the team if they would like to share something at some time, or I feel that you've called me, you've shared something with me, and I think the team needs to hear it. I would like anybody to feel free at any time to share anything you want, to share an experience. If you have a question, if you have a need, please don't hesitate to bring it up now or send me an email, and then we can address it in the meeting. Because you are in a circle of people, we all love each other, and we're very secure with who we are, but there's no judgment. I don't want you to ever come to me and say, well, you know what, Subplanter, I never knew that. I should have asked you. I didn't feel I could. Please, don't ever stand in that moment, okay? Ask me anything you want. If you want to share something with the team, let me know, and I'll add it to the agenda. It doesn't necessarily have to be me telling you, hey, I think you should share this with the team. I would like you to contact me and go, you know what, I really think I would like to share this with the team. I want you guys to become more part of these meetings, okay? In the past, I've governed them, but now I want you to be more of a participant in it. Let me know if you've got something. We'll add it to the agenda. I'm still going to have an agenda because I feel that the meeting should be structured in some way so that we're not wasting any moments. And I also want you to know that I cherish these moments with you every time we have them in a month, because we don't get the chance to talk all the time. Sometimes we text each other. Sometimes I see more of you than others. But you are all always on my heart. And when we have these moments, it's a brief hour. It's very special to me, so I appreciate everybody taking the time to make the time to be on this call. Okay, why did I ask you to find a gift? For you and I, we dwell in the negative often, and I had this conversation that another healer actually brought up to me, which I thought was funny because I wanted to bring it up in the meeting, and she said, we always look at the negative, we always look at the bad, we're always trying to monitor ourselves to be better than we should, but we very rarely actually take the time to look and see what good is in us. And I laughed and I said, well, that was the reason why I did this for all of you. I wanted all of you to see the good that you have in you, that even though we're surrounded by so much negativity and so much evil all the time, that you and I have something fantastic. We have something that not many people have. And I want us to now dwell more in the positive things in our lives than the negative things. I'm not having us go through this exercise because I want someone to be jealous of somebody else or envious in any way, because I will tell you that the spirits are going to come to you in the next couple of days, and they're going to plant this in your heart, and they're going to go, oh, well, so-and-so's got this, but you don't have that, and you don't have this, and they've got that. Please don't listen to them, okay? We are not in the process to one-up each other on our gifts. Oh, I'm so much more special than you are, blah, blah, blah. Each of you is very unique. And when you share your gift with what you feel is the most important to you with the team, that is very precious to me, too, that you're taking the time to think about it. Okay? So, I will go first. I would like to thank, I don't think I know, my gift is igniting faith in those who have none or very little. I show them what faith they actually have, and I help it grow by bringing them close to the Father. And how I do that is by sharing my experiences that I have with them, with Jesus and HS and Father. And in the conversations I've had with you guys and everyone around me, when I share these experiences, I watch your reactions, I see your hearts move, and I do that for other people too, because it's my responsibility to help people understand who Father really is. He's not that crusty Old Testament God in the Bible. He's not even mentioned much in the New Testament, is he? It's all about Jesus in the New Testament. Our gift, our task in this time, my beloved team, is to bring everybody close to the Father, because you all have had your own experiences with him too. So, my gift is igniting faith in others. Starfire, would you like to go?
Sure. That's hard to follow, but my gift is patience. When dealing with people, sometimes we become a little impatient, and I feel that my gift is having patience with the soul.
Wonderful. Firelight?
First, I want to mention that when you sent us the email and some of us felt like we were like, oh, my gosh, we have to come up with this gift to talk about at the team meeting. And in talking with several other healers, everyone's like, I don't know what my gifts are. Like, what are my gifts? And I find that in talking with Brilliance the other day, her and I were kind of sharing and talking about all of this, and I think that it's great that we have to ask each other, well, what do you think our gifts, you know, what is my gift? Because that tells me that we're not walking around going, look what I can do, or look what I have, or look how I'm gifted. And that itself speaks volumes for us as a team that, you know, this isn't about our ego, this isn't about how we've been chosen and all of that. So that touched me. Like that, I don't know, I think that speaks volumes for, you know, who we are, that we're not, you know, this way. So I just wanted to mention that first.
Thank you.
In kind of looking through my last 3.5 years as a healer, first of all, like I looked at, you know, the name Father gave me was Firelight. And I carry a higher energy, and I can be very, very hot and come across very passionate and powerful about our Father and this work and, you know, drawing people closer. But what's amazing is that he's given me this gift and my team of peace, which is kind of the opposite, you know, where I run high and can kind of make people like, whoa, you know, hold it back a little bit. But then I have that gift of peace, and that was given to me and my team, you know, in the beginning. And so, like, when I'm, you know, ready to talk with somebody or before a healing, or if there's a situation that I feel like there's a lot of stress or anxiety, all that – I actually can send peace there as well. And I send it, and it comes in the form of kind of like this ring of energy, and it can circle above like a room or above the person and be given to them. And it's just kind of how I see it. And, you know, at first when I was told that my team and we were given this gift of peace, it was hard for me because, you know, in the Bible it states how, you know, Jesus talks about how, you know, he gives his peace, and it's not the peace that the world knows, but only the peace that he can give. And so, like, I'm humbled at the fact that I have just a small little portion of that which was given to me that then I can then give to others.
Wonderful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Brilliance?
Okay, sorry, just had to get it off mute. Got a lot of action going on here. Yeah, I have to say that this exercise was super fantastic journey for me. I talked to you a little bit about Supplanter and had the great opportunity this week to talk to several other people on the team. So I had a whole list of Father's gifts, but a newer gift that a lot of teammates helped me to understand, I guess I don't want to say newer, it seems like Father has given each of these gifts to us at a very, as part of our being. We've just now had the opportunity to practice it. So the Father's gift that I'd like to share is healer of the soul. When I work with my charges or I am blessed to have a conversation with somebody, there's this really calming and a changing event occurs where that person who comes to me or is I'm blessed to have give a healing to or something like that, that the anxiety, the anger, the pain, the emotional or spiritual injury, so much so that when I actually became aware of this gift, now when I'm meditating or even was recently asked by another healer to check on a friend of theirs' face, I actually have this jar of salve. And I can reach into it and dig a handful, and it kind of looks like, this oily, thick, wonderful salve. And I can put it on the injury. And last night when I went to check out this young man's face, his heart was cut open, and anger and frustration and isolation and all the stuff was leaking out of it, and my jar was now on my belt, and I was able to put this healing salve on it, for lack of a better word. I have to get a lot more practice with it, but that's the Father's gift I wanted to share.
Thank you. If you hear me typing away over here, it's because I'm taking notes on what everybody's saying. Not that I'm not paying attention. Light starter.
That's not, you know, nerve-wracking or anything.
I kind of figured it would be.
He's buying something on eBay. Whatever.
Yeah, it's gifts for all of you. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Light starter, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Is there a delay in this? I hope not.
Nope. No, there's no delay.
Good. Sometimes my phone has a delay. It sounds like I'm on the moon. Heidi, thank you so much. It's such great insight on that young man that I had you check in on, and I would love to talk to you more about it later. So, like everybody else, let me take you off the speaker. Give me 1 second here. So, like everybody else, I kind of struggled to identify what my gift was, to the point where I sent Suppy a note saying, I don't know what my gift is. And he responded with what he felt my gift was, which was the rub of the greatest irony, because he feels that from experiences with me that my gift is the gift of insight, which was so funny because you'd think I would have had insight that my gift was insight. But I think that you really hit on it, that we are all, I think that we're some of the most humble people that I know. And I mean, I know that my humility, I wear it on my sleeve, and it's not even cautious humility. It's
I just always been that way, and I never take myself too seriously, and I try not to, I just try to avoid any sense of vanity or, you know, my goal in life has always been just to be a better person than the people that I see or the people I have experience with that sadden me in some ways. So the gift of insight has led me to thank God he told me, because it's led me to really give some thought to my ability to sit with somebody and see their pain or their life or their journey in a way that in many, many cases they have never seen it. And so what that offers is the ability for someone to shift and to transform their understanding and their paradigm of how they're behaving, and allow them to allow spirit to flow through them in a deeper, more meaningful way. So thank you, Jim Suppy, for telling me my gift was insight, because I didn't have the foresight to know that. but I think it's right on.
I agree. Thank you. You crack us all up. Tranquility.
Well, my gift is the gift of peace and tranquility. And where I didn't notice it as much myself, it was others that kind of brought it to light, especially since I work in a classroom with children that have autism. It's a very noisy classroom. However, many times people will come just to sit close to me and to calm down, which is I find really quite quite humbling, quite amazing. Even within the family, sometimes the boys who are older, they're men now, will still come and just sit, just to be close to me, and they'll receive their peace, and then they'll be on their way. So I just feel that that's the gift that Father has given me, or one of them anyways, is peace and tranquility.
Wonderful. Thank you. Starburst?
Well, I don't have a name for it, so I'll try and describe. The closest I can, I'm an intuitive listener, where people are drawn to me to pour out whatever happens to be on their heart, on their mind, in their space, sometimes without me even requesting it. And I find that, I guess the best descriptor would be objective listener. So I can hear what they're saying, but then really be able to listen to what they're saying by, you know, obviously using some of our other healing gifts, but just by watching, I don't know, it's so hard to describe. I'm still, this is it's a rather new one, so...
I think that's perfect. Wonderful. Flight Star.
Okay, so my gift is comfort, and it's actually been over the last month that I've heard so many people talk about it and what it is. And I've had Brilliance tell me a few times that it's like a cool drink of water. But I'm having a lot of clients that come in just to visit me at work and tell me that being around me is refreshing. And I had somebody just yesterday tell me that having me talk to them or being in contact with that person, that he felt refreshed but lighter and just an overwhelming sense of comfort. So I think that is, you know, very much the gift that I'm able to put to people even in the first time of meeting them.
Awesome. Crisis.
All righty.
Let's say your gift is not falling down.
No, no, my gift is back hair.
Oh.
And how that helpful?
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. A positive one. No, I have thought about it, and of course we all go to recent times to think, well, what did God give me? And I thought, well, that's kind of short-sighted on my part. So I looked back, and I looked back at my life, and I thought, well, what do I have? What can I bring forth to others as an example? And, of course, we all know my ailment and the physical nature of that, and that's not where I got this. The word perseverance is what came to me. And I thought about my entire life and in the different situations, from the friendships and the jobs, of course, the marriages and the places we've lived and all of that. And every time I can honestly say from the bottom of my heart, I thought there'd be something better. There's something that's going to happen that's going to either change the situation and make it better. God will switch gears. There'll be an experience that'll make it a great thing. I looked up several definitions of perseverance. And what was that?
Nope, it's just coming back around.
Oh. I wanted to read just a couple, and it's interesting. The quality that allows someone to continue trying to do something even though it's difficult. We all know that one. There's a really interesting one that I read, and it has a Christian connotation. Steady persistence in adhering to a course of action or belief or purpose. Steadfastness. We all know the band. That's why the apostles and they continued in their steadfastness. There's actually a Christianity version that says the Calvinistic doctrine that those who have been chosen by God will continue in a state of grace to the end. To me, that is exactly what I can bring to others. I had several conversations this week just because I've been working from home. People want to know how I'm doing. The example of being completely and utterly resolute in the knowledge that, something's going to get better is my example. The lady I work with, I've known her for 6 years, she's like, how on earth are you doing this? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just doing it. So by me just being persistent and not giving up, I feel that that's my gift for others, because if I can do it, anybody can. Done.
Thank you.
Glad you're on the team.
I'm gonna send you an email that I have, or there's a saying. I don't know. I'm gonna try to read it real quick. I get all choked up. It's from Winston Churchill during the war. It says, "Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in, except to convictions of honor and good sense." Never yield to force. Never yield. Sorry. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. Sir Winston Churchill. Now I'm done.
Thank you. Blazer, are you on now?
No, he's not.
Nope. Okay. Lightstream.
Well, mine, I was trying to figure it out, with everything else, I guess. And so it was interesting. Asking Father and what came to me was, it's kind of mixed with, my gift is inspiration. That I offer, like a reassurance or a peace and inspiration to others. Just the few people that I've, practiced the healings on and things, and then just other people that I'm around when, having conversations with people, and it usually ends up with some type of, inspiring thought that they have or something. So. That's what
Wonderful.
I've got so far.
Good. And you haven't been with us as long as everybody else has, so thank you for finding something, because everybody's got something. Blazer actually sent me an email, so let me pull it up. I will tell you. His gift is wisdom and strength, love, and he also has patience. His other gift is to speak the truth in situations. If anybody's had a conversation with Blazar, he is not shy in telling you how he feels and how he stands on his beliefs. So thank you, everyone, for sharing with the team. I think it is incredibly unique, all the gifts that everybody has and how you've come to understand them. And as Father said, you've never once thought to yourself that these gifts were for you. And I am so proud of all of you for even the humbleness that you expressed and how we don't like to make a name for ourselves or stand out in any way. But in this moment with you, I want you to stand out for yourself. I want you to realize how important you are to our Father, how important you are to me, and that there doesn't go by a day or a moment where I'm not thinking about you. I'm not praying for you. I'm not pleading with Father to help you when you reach out to me and ask me you've got a situation or an issue. So thank you again for sharing that. I had a conversation with Brilliance about a week and a half ago. She had a unique experience while she was meditating, and I have asked her if she would please share this with you, because I need everyone to be aware of this situation. Brilliant.
Okay, so while I was meditating to try to figure out, I was trying to meditate to figure out my gifts, I got into my my space, and there was these demons everywhere, and we were killing these demons and slicing them, and then one of the big ugly ones cut him in half, and then another being came out of it. It was like this being was disguised in this big, black, dark, nasty demon. And it was interesting. The closest I could describe it was like an invisible man, in the sense that, I don't know if you guys are comic book kind of people, but Silver Surfer, his mutant gift is that he can become invisible by becoming a mirror on all parts of him. Well, that's kind of what this being was. I could feel him more than I could see him. And the only way that I could see him is if I really concentrated on the fact that on the edges of this thing's body, the light would bend a little bit. Well, I tried clogging this thing, and I swung my sword at it before I could hit it. It actually went in me. So then I was freaking out and started checking my, you know, space, trying to figure out where it was, trying to find it again, and I couldn't. So I quickly prayed that Father would, you know, take care of it for me or help me with it. For the next couple of days, I kept checking my space, my attitude, am I angry? No, you know, like Seth Blanchard had said, constantly surveying myself for the negative, looking for changes. Well, I got lucky, and I was blessed, and I was able to contact Supplanter, and I was telling him about it. And as we were talking about the experience, Supplanter said, "That's the spirit of confusion." And it made perfect sense, because if I could see this thing with full sight and clarity, it wouldn't be confusing. It wouldn't be confusion. And it was ironic that as we were discussing, like, the events that I had experienced and what this thing looked like, to let you know, he didn't stick around, but he did tie himself to me and Supplanter cut that cord. I couldn't even find the cord myself. And interestingly enough, when Supplanter was asking me, "Are you having a hard time making decisions? Are you, you know," it didn't seem like I couldn't function. I wasn't necessarily tired. But I did have a difficult time executing decisions, and that's not usually a problem for me. Even simple decisions where I, being a very technical, analytical person, I can look at a situation or a choice, and within less than 5 minutes, it's a very easy decision for me to make.
I know the boys on the team may not understand this. It was like major PMS as far as the decision making. I didn't want to make a decision. I was racking my brain about simple decisions. Well, that's because this spirit of confusion was attached to me. So if you're ever in your space or in someone else's space and you feel something really strange and not really, you know, that you know is evil, really try to focus your sight because this thing is a mirrored being. So if he's hard to see, as confusion is, again, he takes away your clarity. Supplanter explained the reason that I couldn't pog it and blow it up and the reason my sword missed it, it is one of those spirits that we're not allowed to interfere with. So keep your eyes on the lookout for the spirit of confusion.
Exactly.
He's fast, too. He's really fast.
Yeah, he is. And like she said, the only reason why I could find him was because he was almost—he's like an entity, which is kind of strange because I haven't experienced anything like that before. And he was completely transparent, but once we cut the cord, then he had to walk away. So, if you are having a day where you can't concentrate or you can't make up your mind, then contact me or contact another team member and have them step in and help you if your team can't do it. Okay. The other thing I wanted to talk about was I had asked everybody to write a chapter for my book. I would like to apologize. That was very presumptuous of me to do that, and I apologize. So I will take that back. You do not have to participate in writing a chapter for my book because I didn't realize how difficult it is for some to actually sit down and write. It isn't for everybody, and I'll be honest, I actually haven't been writing as much as I would like to. Over the past month or so, it's been kind of slow at work, so I've actually been writing all of that work, and I've only got into my third chapter now. So if you would like to contribute, then send me an email and let me know. I'm probably not going to be done with the book for another, probably through the year, because I'm not, you know, really working at it hard, because there's a lot of things that I lived through that I really just don't want to go through again, to be honest. And I'm sure you kind of have had that same thought or hesitation in trying to relive some of those moments. You should know this, that I am going to expound on everything that I've shared with you. I will change your names in the book, but I will be using your healer name in the book because that's who you are. But I am going to share with everybody my experiences with you and what I remember that we've experienced together. So I apologize if I put anybody in a weird position, so please forgive me for that. Over the last month or so, I've been fighting with a number of things, and I try to, well, let me say this. I forget how connected we are and that my loving team is so connected to me that when I pretend and fake that nothing's wrong, you guys are picking up on it, and you know I'm not being truthful with you. I recently had an experience a couple months ago where, again, I thought I met the woman of my dreams. My gut was telling me no, but everyone around me was telling me yes. And after I met her for the first time, because we talked on the phone for about 6 weeks, after I actually met her over the Thanksgiving holiday and I came back, I realized that this was never going to work out. And I severed all ties with her, and I was upset and angry, and I went and spoke to Father about it, and he said to me, the reason why I got this situation into your life was what I actually did was I actually flew out to Denver over the Thanksgiving holiday, and I spent it with the friend family, with Olivia's family. And I also was able to reconnect with some people that I hadn't seen for 25 years. And while we were there, we talked a lot about faith. We talked a lot about experiences. And Father said, that is why I sent you there. And I said, well, maybe next time you can just say, I need you to go here, and you could spare me all of this heartache. And he just smiled. So I appreciate everybody's support and your love and your patience with me. And I didn't not tell you because I didn't want you to know. I was trying to spare everybody the drama that is that part of my life, because those that I did share, and I'll be honest, I didn't share it with many. When they found out that the whole thing fell apart, it nearly hurt them, too. And I said that to Father. I said, you are breaking hearts, not just mine, but others. And he said, yes, but then they're going to pray for you more. I said, okay, fine. So the last thing I want to talk about is the closing prayer that we have. In the past year, I've been the one who does the closing prayer. I'm going to open it up to anybody in the coming months that if you would like to do the closing prayer, please send me an email, and then I'll let you know what month you can do the closing prayer for. I'm not telling everybody you have to. That's not what I'm doing. But if you would like to participate and give the closing prayer, I would love that, because it doesn't always have to be from me. Even though I'm the lead of the team, I am willing to share this because I trust all of you, and I love you very much. So I'll do it this month, and then if anybody would like to do it in the coming months, just send me an email, and I'll tell you when you can do it. So does anybody have anything else you'd like to share with anybody, or any concern or question or experience? I will send Fred the notes that I've been taking during this entire meeting, so he will post them on the website. I also have the updated spreadsheet of everybody's information as far as how to contact each other. I also want to say I'm very happy to hear that you guys are reaching out to each other and you're talking with each other. Awesome, because that's what this team is here for. We're here for everybody. We're here, and like Father said, things are going to get dark. There's going to be some tough days coming. And we all need to know that we can fall back on each other at any time, and that when someone goes out of their way to hurt us, again, he said, don't take it so personal. Words are just words. No words coming from. Okay? So I'd like to pray with you. Thank you again for everybody making the effort to be on the conference call. I think this is the most we've ever had at one time. So thank you very much. Kind Father, we come and we step before you, and we all bow. Because it's, Father, out of the love that you have given us that we all seek your heart, that we seek your attention all the time, that we seek knowledge and information. Because the things that you have us doing, Father, are not something that's normal, our lives or anything but that. And we never, Father, have ever thought that we are something more special than anybody else. It is a very humbling situation for us. I can see why you've chosen those that are around us and a part of our team. And I admire all of them. And I am very proud of them for how they have stood within their own faith, how they have fought through their own little battles. And all of them, Father, have stood strong in who they know you are. They have even supported me and defended me in their situations, which touches my heart very much. But what I find the most unique, Father, is the one thing that connects all of us together. That is you. And it's because of the love that we have for you that all of us is willing to do this. That there are days when we scratch our heads and we shake our heads and we say to you, I can't do this anymore. Is this real? Is any of this going to make a difference? And then you actually show us through the actions of other people that we have helped the wonders that we can perform because of the gifts you've given us. We all have our cares and concerns for our natural life. Starburst has expressed, Father, help with the situation with the divorce. We know, Father, you will now step in. You will give her the clarity that she needs and the understanding. You will put a wall up between her heart and Kevin's words that she doesn't let them affect her, because she knows now that's Satan that's poking at her, and she's not going to dance with him. We have our concerns for our friend Tom and Tranquility's family. Father, there is no one who has suffered as much as he has. And when we have the right heart, Father, to write that email, we will send it to the Apostle Zur. And we know, Father, that that will be the instrument that moves things forward. See the hearts of those who are gathered with us. They have little concerns that are on their heart for their natural life, Father, for their spiritual life. Monetary situations, Father, where they struggle. They say to you, please help, and we know you will. There are issues that are going in between family members that are not so pleasant. Help, Father, that these situations can be brought into the light, that there's understanding, that there's peace. We pray for the leaders of our church, too, Father, you will open these men's eyes and help them to step aside and stop interfering with the ministry that you've given them. And that, Father, we pray for all the hearts that we will come into contact with this year, that, Father, we always realize you are the one who is the instrument who brings them across our path. And when that opportunity arises and we know in our heart that we can help these people, that we open our mouth. We are not going to hide anymore. We are not afraid of what people think or what they say, because we are not freaks. And we are not doing anything, Father, for ourselves. We are not making any money. We're not becoming rich because of this. We do this, Father, because of the love that we have for you and those that you bring into our lives. So, Father, again, see the hearts, fill them with peace. bless the concerns that they have, Father. You'll bring a close to them quickly. And let all of us always know, Father, as you've always told us, you are always with us. And when those times come, Father, where we question or we doubt, then you will send an angel to tap us on the shoulder, or you will have our lead angel even say, we are here. You are not alone, because we never are. Thank you again for your love. Thank you for the time you spent with us today. And if there's something we've forgotten, Father, then please cover it. As always, we ask according to your will. Please cover us. We love you. Amen.
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 All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Have a great weekend.
Love you, everybody. Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Fred.
Love y'all. Bye.